The resignation of Defense Minister General Prince Charles Johnson followed days of sustained protests by army wives accompanied by roadblocks at major points across the country, including the Rabat International Airport, which attracted the attention of Liberians and development partners. General Johnson served as the chief of staff of the army for the past 6 years during the administration of former President George Weah. The army wives began their protest after the Liberian Senate confirmed Johnson as the new defense minister. They say General Johnson's appointment was not in the interest of the army because he did not ensure better living standards for them. Because of the protest, President Boakai canceled the official ceremony marking Monday's Armed Forces Day. In a nationwide address Monday, President Joseph Boakai explained the women's motives.
On Sunday, February 11, I received an audience from wives of some members of the Armed Forces of Liberia who had come to express their concerns on several issues. These issues included poor living conditions, high tuition fees for their children, lack of adequate medical care, and low salaries, among others. The women stated their most important demand was the removal of retired General Prince C. Johnson as Minister of Defense. They said their husband had told them that unless General Johnson was removed, there will be no Armed Forces Day celebration.
President Boakai said he had accepted his defense minister's resignation.
As a true soldier and a patriot, retired General Johnson, of his own volition, informed us that he would step aside if he were obstacled in order to save the AFL and preserve peace and tranquility in the country. General Johnson accordingly tendered his resignation to me earlier today. I have accepted the resignation and thank the general for his sacrificial services, loyalty, and commitment to our country.
The president stressed the importance of protecting the image of the army.
We must never tolerate indiscipline and breakdown of order in the armed forces of Liberia. The reconstituted AFL had won the praises and admirations of the entire country for its professionalism and had become a source of national pride for us all. We cannot afford to indulge in anything that would dampen the morale of our soldiers and generate doubt and suspicion.
The incident has generated mixed reactions among Liberians. Some believe it shows the army is divided, while others think the protests and the government's response may set a bad precedent. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsey in Monrovia, Liberia.